We have spoken before about the importance of keeping your own power. And we suggested to you that when you are in a place of confusion, you ask yourself, who am I? It is a simple but powerful thing to do because it draws all of your energy back home. And we would like to talk to you about something that you can heal in yourself. And that is, when you are in a situation with a lot of energy demand and you are not able to ask yourself, who am I? If you are in that position, the thing we can guarantee you that is true is that in that moment, you are more concerned about what someone else thinks you are, what some situation is doing to define who you are. In other words, when you cannot say to yourself and pull in energy and say, who am I? Then that question is out in the world. And it is going to people who have absolutely no right to that question. Now, since we are working against a patriarchal system, and slowly but surely we are replacing that outer draw with inner knowing. This is simply not something to be critical about, but something to notice. So a thing you can gather for yourself is, what is the situation where I cannot ask myself, who am I? What is going on that makes me feel that that is not the important question? Because that is the only important question, whatever might be happening out here. And we want you to understand the reason for that, because who am I allows you then to know the next step on your path, no matter what is going on around you, to be in reaction to your own identity. Think about that for a moment. That is the important reaction to your own identity. And we are not going to do it perfectly, of course, because the training for doing something other than that has been quite powerful. But the truth is that that is how you stay on your path. You do not stay on your path based on how you are perceived by others, what you need to do to fit in or to assume a shape that you believe someone else needs. That is how you lose your identity. When we speak, as we have so often, of people-pleasing, it is to help you understand that there are some things that drain you of your identity. And people-pleasing is one of them. Striving for perfection in any situation, not excellence, but perfection, that what ensues is a loss of your identity. What keeps your identity is always being able to say, who am I? Who am I? And the other questions we have talked about before, in this situation, is this mine? Is this mine to do? Not is it a good thing or is there need there or none of that, but is this thing mine to do? And what you will find is the answer to that question is not in your brain. It is in the heart of your identity. Now, it is never, of course, a bad thing to do something kind, but if that kindness is not on your path, if that kindness is actually intended for someone else, then you are actually disturbing your path their path and the path of the person being helped. Very difficult thing, we understand, for women who have been made to feel so responsible for things. Hard to get. Now, we are not talking about being unkind or insensitive or unfeeling, but we are talking about being identified and wise in how we are identified. And when you see people who have not learned this, what you will find is wonderful women who have been completely burned out and do not even have the energy for their own identity, let alone for whatever is coming to them on their path. So this is something that we really want to use as a focus. There is all of this going on around you. Who am I? Who am I? Is this mine? If it is not mine, can I return to my center? And if there's a kindness to be done, fine, but I am not taking on this entire thing. And once more, if I want to give energy to this situation, how much energy is a match for who I am? These are most important things for you to learn in order to regain not only your power, but to stay clear on your path. There, so often we will hear a fine woman saying, "I simply do not know what I am doing." And that is sad for us, those who guide you, because you do not always need to know what you are doing. But you always need to know who you are. Who you are. And out of that knowing, then, will come the information about what you need to do. This, of course, is a lesson that requires faith. And we understand how challenging that can be. But ultimately, you will find that this is the movement that makes you powerful as you were intended to be. So, we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together. In this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And feel the energy of love and peace all around you. Breathe it in. And breathe out fear. Place outside of your body something that is true, that you want to have in yourself. It can be a simple thing. It could be that you are loved, that you love, that you have the right, that you will have what you want, that your life will be full and true. Choose one of those statements or a statement like that and see it outside of your body as though you are reading it. Now see it as though it is in diamond dust. And see it full of light. And see the universe bless it. see the universal energy coming down over it to bless it. And see how lightly it moves toward you. And breathe it in. Feel it come to peace in your body. And exhale fear. Now become aware of a bright sun above your head and see that sun tip and pour the energy of the universe into your open crown. Open the crown to receive. And in the opening of that crown, know that you are telling the universe that you are willing to take in their gifts, the gifts that are for you. Feel the golden light flow into your third eye, and feel the third eye become wide and bright. And know how much you are able to intuit. How much you are able to see inside of yourself and in the world around you. And feel the light flow into your throat. And let that light begin to displace the fear from your communication center. Feel it remove the patterns that do not belong with the truth of who you really are. Feel the flow of light into your heart. And feel how hungry your heart has been for this universal energy that knows who you are, loves every part of who you are, nourishes everything in your life that you wish to grow and heal. Feel that energy covering your heart center and feel your heart begin to expand. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And let that beautiful light displace the emotions that go with old patterns or beliefs that are not really about you, that are not about freedom, that are not about light. Feel all of those leaving your body and your field. Feel the golden light flow into your second center. And let the golden light fill that second center and displace shame responses, judgment responses against yourself or others. Let the light fill that second center and see the beautiful waterfall of purification that allows you to have any and all experiences in life, and see the power of that waterfall to cleanse them and move them away when they are finished. Feel the golden light come down through your body and into your root. And feel the golden light move like a teacher into your root center to remove limitations of all kinds, to remove any shame that might have caught in that center, to make that center able to take in the support of the earth for creating the life you wish to live. And feel the energy of the earth and the energy of the universe combining in a beautiful dance of energy in your body, in your spirit. And feel the golden light that has filled you move past your body to make a field that draws to you what is genuinely for your highest good, genuinely for your joy, genuinely for your love. Now see an energy path move from your heart upward. And allow your energy lightly to move upward on that path. And see that you have come to a place where there is a golden table. And on that table is a gift that the universe has left for you. Rest the mind. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.